Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I want to get to some breaking news. NBC News is now saying the Hunter Biden laptop letter has been proven, they say, correct. I'm not joking. This is how bad they're trying to fix the Biden crime family's biggest problem, which is all the data on the laptop. On Thursday's broadcast of MSNBC's Morning Joe, NBC News justice and intelligence correspondent argued that the signers of the Hunter Biden laptop letter have been proven correct by the indictment, they say, of one man, because we know now that Russian intelligence, at least according to the statement of this informant, bolstered somewhat by this indictment, were feeding him information, false information, even though the laptop's contents weren't made up. And many of them have now been corroborated. And this is coming out of the words of NBC News. So let me be clear. They're saying, because one guy's been accused of lying, that somehow those intelligence officers, those former one top intelligence officials, they paid a steep price for signing the letter, somehow have been vindicated because of all of this. Now, why is NBC News saying this now? Why are they doing this? It's very simple. The reason why they're doing this now is because the wheels are coming off the Biden crime family bus. And most of the media is now worried that Joe Biden is going to be done for. That's part of the reason why I think they're turning on him. But also, these 51 former intelligence officials, they're now trying to save their own rear end as the ship is sinking. They got big jobs and they have big access to the Biden crime family and the White House and everybody involved in the Biden apparatus. If Donald Trump wins, what happens to the security clearances and those 51 former intelligence officials? Well, they will pay a steep price for signing that letter. The House Republicans have conducted an investigation. They brought some of them in to testify under oath, we now know. Republicans said this was, quote, election interference at its finest. It was a bogus attempt to suppress a legitimate news story that the voters need to hear about when they were making their decision on who to vote for. And as it turns out, yes, we were all right. That's right, we were right. The laptop was not part of a Russian misinformation campaign. It was not part of a Russian information operation. It was not part of any of the, quote, hallmarks of a Russian information operation, right? Disinformation campaign, which is what the 51 signers of this letter said at the time. They didn't say that the contents of the laptop were made up. And obviously, we know that they were not made up. Many of them, by the way, have now had to admit that, well, their letter was wrong. But hold on, it may not be wrong because one guy gets indicted. What they said was they were, quote, suspicious. If you look at their actual words, they used in that letter about the Biden crime family and the laptop from hell. They said they were suspicious about what the story was and how it was emerging in the middle of an election campaign and whether Russian intelligence was, well, putting it out there or amplifying it. And now they've been proven correct is what MSNBC wants you to believe. There is nothing now that this communist media will not do, even when they look like idiots, because I watched this segment. It was about a 4-minute segment, maybe a little longer than 4 minutes. And when I watched it and I was like, wow, these guys are willing to look like complete morons to try to save Joe Biden while also trying to figure out if they got to get rid of him and move on to the next guy. There is a massive tear in the media right now. And I'm talking about the liberal media. Like, it is a significant tear on the strategy here. Do you get rid of Donald Trump? Right. That's their goal. But to get rid of Donald Trump, do you have to get somebody besides Joe Biden? Because Joe Biden's so weak, so incompetent, such a massive cognitive decline. And all the news is coming out about the Biden crime family. That's what this comes down to. We also know that Democrats are trying to go back to big words and big ideas about this primary. You've got South Carolina, by the way. We're on the eve of the primary there. I want you to hear what Van Jones had to say. And this is the same thing that they've been saying over and over again about the future of democracy, right? The future of democracy is in the peril right now. We've got to stay with the Democrats. Otherwise, Donald Trump is going to destroy America. That's their line. It worked last time. Why not use it again? So listen to this on CNN just about an hour ago.
That's well said. She's not going anywhere. That cuts both ways. There can't be not going anywhere. But I think it's good to have a Republican not just sticking up to Donald Trump, but sticking up for some principles. You got Ukrainians who are fighting and dying and now losing. Navalny is dead. Democracy is on the ropes. And you need somebody in that party with a national platform to keep that candle alive of just basic American commitment to democracy and freedom around the world. That shouldn't be so weird, but apparently now it is. And so I don't know that she's doing herself much good in terms of future for the party. She may be branded as somebody who tripped up Donald Trump at the finish line. Who knows what her future is? But I'm telling you, the future for democracy is on the line this year, and she's become a champion for that. I think it's good.
So there it is, the Democratic Party telling you, I'd like to take full credit for giving that amazing music when they're lying to your face and giving you the BS. I just think they deserve that music behind them. What they're telling you on CNN is that the future of democracy is on the line this year, and Nikki Haley has become a champion for that, so you need to go out in South Carolina and vote for Nikki Haley. Now, why would the liberals be picking Nikki Haley right now? Because they know that she's a lib. They know that she's a liberal. She's not a moderate, folks. She's a liberal. Nikki Haley is a liberal. Nikki Haley is a warmongering liberal. She's never met a war she didn't want to get into. She's owned by the defense contracting industry. That's where she made all of her money when she left as a UN ambassador. She is someone that hates, by the way, Donald Trump, I think, as much as the Democrats do. No lie. And yet she was an opportunist that wouldn't be in this race if it wasn't for Donald Trump giving her her job at the UN. What I also think is important to point out here is this. The Democratic Party now is genuinely terrified of what is going to happen in the future. They don't see a pathway to victory. They don't see it. They don't see a pathway to victory for Joe Biden. And so they're like, all right, what do? We need a weaker candidate than Donald Trump. You notice how scared they are of Trump. They're out there literally endorsing Nikki Haley on CNN. That's what that was. That was a public endorsement by CNN. Get Nikki Haley in here because we know we can beat Nikki Haley and we hate Donald Trump and we're terrified of Donald Trump. We don't know what to do. And then we'll also tell everybody that democracy is on the ballot. The future of democracy is on the ballot. Right. The future of democracy is at stake here, not just in America, as Van Jones described it, but around the world. I tell you, around the world. That's how bad things are. It's around the world. Democracy is this is around the world problem. They're floundering. The media is floundering. They realize that Donald Trump is going to be the guy, and they realize that trying to lock him up and bankrupt him is still not working. I want to tell you about my friends at Patriot Mobile. If you're like me and you are sick and tired of giving your money to woke companies, you've got to make the switch to Patriot Mobile. Let me explain why. Because every time you make a phone call, every single time you pay your bill, every time you send a text, you are actually standing up for what you believe in. Because 5% of your bill every month goes back to support conservative causes. And that's why Patriot Mobile was created, to fight back. You may not realize this, but Big Mobile, the company you're probably with right now, gives massive donations to Planned Parenthood and to Democratic causes and candidates running for local, state, national, and even the presidential election cycle. Don't give your money to companies that hate your values. Switch to Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all the major networks that you're using right now, which means you get the same exact coverage you're accustomed to without funding the agenda of the woke left. And when you switch to Patriot Mobile, they support free speech, religious freedom, and the sanctity of life, as well as the Second Amendment, with every single dollar every time you pay your bill. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben. You can call them and switch, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Plus, you'll get free activation when you use the promo code BEN when you check them out. Don't forget it. Promo code BEN, free activation, 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code BEN for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code BEN for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code BEN.
an official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Let me give you the newest propaganda line coming from ABC News this morning. U.S. is imposing more than 500 new crushing sanctions on Russia's war machine and indicts a Russian businessman. Now, if we need to indict this Russian businessman, why did we do it now and today and not do it weeks ago or months ago? Right? Why do they wait? Let me give you another headline. This is another version of their headline. You ready for this? It's amazing because these morons think that the majority of the country is just too stupid to understand what they're doing here. Here's this one. U.S. imposes crushing sanctions on Russia 2 years after Ukraine invasion. Crushing. Why did it take 2 years? Can we talk about that? This is, again, from the Communist News Network over at ABC News. Propaganda for the regime, the Biden regime. The Treasury Department plans to impose more than 500 new sanctions on Russia and its war machine on Friday, and the U.S. vows to keep up its financial pressure on Moscow with the war entering the third grueling year. Way to really wait 2+ years, almost 3 years to get this done. You guys are doing great over there at the Biden administration. The Treasury Department plans to impose the more than 500 new sanctions on Russia and its war machine. And the sanctions represent, quote, the largest single group of penalties since Russia's invasion of Ukraine on February the 24th of 2022. They come on the heels of a series of new arrests and indictments announced by the Justice Department on Thursday that target Russian businessmen, including the head of Russia's second largest bank and their middlemen in 5 separate federal cases. The Biden administration is seeking to demonstrate its unwavering support for Ukraine, even though Republican lawmakers, right? So this is the propaganda from ABC News, right? Even though Republican lawmakers allied with former President Donald Trump are blocking vital additional U.S. military aid. So they've already decided who the good guys are. It's the Democrats, some communists and socialists that stand with Putin, right? That don't do anything to Putin because they're compromised. Joe Biden, I want to be clear, is compromised by Russia. We know that Russian money was coming directly into the Biden crime family. We know it was coming from Russian oligarchs who were best friends and wouldn't have their money without Vladimir Putin. We know that the Russian oligarch that was giving $3 million to the Biden crime family, was her husband was the former mayor of Moscow. You don't get that job without being best friends with Vladimir Putin. Quote, the White House has promised, ABC News propaganda continues to write, major sanctions in response to the death last week of the Russian President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic, opposition leader. In an Arctic penal colony, Biden said Thursday after meeting with the woman's wife and daughter that the sanctions would be against Putin, who is responsible for his death. The planned sanctions were previewed by 2 administration officials who spoke on conditions of anonymity before their release on Friday. Additional sanctions are expected from the State Department as well. By the way, I just want to know, so far, the woman who gave $3 million to the Biden crime family has never been on the sanctions list. She has been omitted from the sanctions list so far. I'm just curious if we're going to find out that she's now on the list, or did she buy her way off the sanctions list with a $3 million bribe to the Biden crime family? Thousands of sanctions have already been imposed on Russian officials, but not the woman that gave $3 million to the Bidens. Thousands of sanctions have already been imposed on businessmen, banks, companies, an entire industry since the start of the war, but not the woman that gave a $3 million check to the Biden crime family. Out of the Justice Department, the cases announced Thursday include charges unsealed in New York against a sanctioned Russian banker, Kostin, and 2 of his U.S.-based facilitators. The facilitators, Vaden Wolfsum and Gennon Bond, were arrested Thursday. Why didn't we arrest them 3 years ago if they were doing this type of fraud? Why is it now we're only arresting them? That's the question that every American should be asking. Cussin, the longtime president of state-owned VTB Bank, is charged with engaging in a scheme to evade sanctions and launder money to support two super yachts. He also, with the two others, is also accused of trying to evade sanctions by concealing his ownership of a home in Aspen, Colorado. The indictment says Wolfson and Bond arranged to sell the house and provide Cussin with about $12 million from the sale. A co-director of the department's task force, Klepto Capture, no joke, that's the name of it, said on a call with reporters that the announcement was meant to send a message to Russian President Putin that we're not going away, and we can play the long game as well as long as the war continues. The Klepto Capture task force enforced the economic restrictions within the U.S. imposed on Russia and its billionaires. Again, one question. Is the woman, the Russian oligarch, who gave $3 million that we know about to the Biden crime family, is she on the list yet? Because the Russian billionaires were being sanctioned 3 years ago. She's been admitted from every list that's been updated so far. The Justice Department says over the past 2 years, it has secured court orders for the restraint, the seizure, and forfeiture of nearly $700 million in assets. And has charged more than 70 people with violating sanctions and export controls. Again, that's a hell of a lot of people. Why is it the Russian oligarch who gave $3 million to the Bidens has still not made it on the list? The United States has been able to transfer more than $5 million of seized Russian assets to Europe in support of Ukraine's defense. U.S. officials said Thursday, that's it, just $5 million? Give me a break, that's nothing. But the process of justifying each confiscation an alleged illicit asset in court is a painstaking one by law playing out over years. Okay, so we're basically a paper tiger yet again, even when we go after these people. That's what they're saying. The Justice Department is more committed than ever to cutting off the flow of illegal funds that are fueling Putin's war and to holding accountable those who continue to enable it. That's what the Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a statement. You think, by the way, Vladimir Putin's worried about any of this when we're explaining it and our propaganda media is basically like, well, this is not really as effective as we're claiming it is because it takes 3, 4, 5 years to actually do anything on this? I don't think he's worried. The U.S. and other allies of Ukraine had hoped to cripple and isolate Russia's economy with a succession of sanctions targeting its financial sector and sources of revenue, including oil sales. But Putin has worked with Iran, who we've sanctioned, but we're not imposing our sanctions on them, just a side note here, and others to blunt the impact of the international sanctions so that the International Monetary Fund reports Russia's economy is growing at an unexpected, quote-unquote, healthy pace. So basically, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, is saying that our sanctions are so weak that not only is Russia's economy not getting smaller or staying stagnant, no, it's actually growing at a healthy pace, is what the IMF is saying. So in translation, we're not doing jack crap to stop Russia. Also Thursday, an indictment was unsealed in D.C., charging another individual with bank fraud connected with operating a 255-foot luxury yacht owned by sanctioned Russian oligarchs. A Russian national who lives in Switzerland, the State Department has offered a reward of up to $1 million for information leading to his arrest or conviction. Don't worry, we won't find him, and don't worry, we won't convict him, and don't worry, we won't extradite him. I can guarantee you that. The indictment identifies a super yacht as the Tango, first belonging to a sanctioned Russian with close ties to the Kremlin, to be seized at the request of the U.S. government following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In Florida, a sanctioned pro-Russian Ukrainian metals magnate was indicted for trying to evade sanctions that prevent him from doing business in the U.S. He and Cussin are believed to be in Moscow and thus unlikely to face U.S. justice. So what you're saying is the indictment is literally worthless. Hold on, but didn't ABC News say at the beginning that the U.S. is imposing crushing sanctions on Russia? It sounds like from their own reporting that none of this is going to crush anybody in Russia. They're laughing at these sanctions because they're meaningless.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's the other thing that's hysterical about this propaganda reporting from ABC News. They say that these sanctions are crippling. And then they say, no, they're not. And then they write this. Also in Florida, a civil forfeiture complaint was filed against two luxury condos in Bal Harbour, owned by sanctioned businessman Viktor Pervelilov, the co-owner of a Russian-based construction company that was sanctioned for building a highway in Crimea. Now, you remember, Crimea was seized by Russia in 2014. You really think that guy who's already been sanctioned is ever going back to the condo in Bal Harbour? No, because he knows there's too big of a chance he's going to get arrested. I'll give you another example. In Georgia, there's a guy named Medvedev who pled guilty earlier this month to helping launder $150 million on behalf of Russian clients through bank accounts he controls. Medvedev is a Russian citizen who lives in Beaufort, Georgia. Okay, so you got a low-level banker. Does that sound like a crushing sanction that Vladimir Putin would give a crap about? No. So their own headline is actually debunked when you read ABC's News' own propaganda. Their headline, U.S. imposes crushing sanctions on Russia 2 years after Ukraine invasion. And then in their own article, saying we're imposing more than 500 new sanctions, everyone that's important to Putin, they're basically laughing and saying, all right, well, it doesn't really have any crushing effect on anybody. Like, this actually isn't, like, crushing at all. It's meaningless. These Russians have had virtually a 3-year heads up of what to do to get out of this. Okay, 3 years. That's a hell of a long time to be able to prepare and prep for what was coming down. They knew this was coming down. By the way, I wouldn't be surprised if Biden's administration actually gave them a heads up. Hey, we're going to about sanction you. You might want to get out of America. I wouldn't be surprised if people in the State Department and the Treasury are letting everybody know what's about to happen. Saying, hey, heads up here. This is probably going to happen. But the Russians aren't stupid. They knew that sanctions were coming. They are always prepared for them. When I was in Hungary, I've been over Hungary several times now and met with Viktor Orban, who's the Prime Minister of Hungary. He laughs about American sanctions because we telegraph them and they're so predictable. And he laughs because he knows that the people that are involved in the Biden administration are so behind the eight ball that there's no one that's been shocked or caught off guard. Now, this low-level banker who's living in Georgia that was you know, basically cleaning money for Russian oligarchs, I mean, it's $150 million, okay? Did that guy, is he probably having the worst day of his life? Yeah, because he's been arrested or been charged, right, with this? I bet you Vladimir Putin didn't even know that dude existed, much less knew his name, much less, I mean, $150 million in cleaning money is certainly a big deal. Okay, I'm not saying it's not. But if you think that Vladimir Putin knew who that guy was and all of a sudden he woke up this morning like, hey, we got an American, we got a Russian banker in Georgia that's just been busted, I guarantee you, I would bet, I would take out a loan. That's how confident I am that Vladimir Putin doesn't even know who that Yahoo is. This is not serious sanctions by serious people. Okay, it's just not. And anyone who thinks that this is, they're stupid. Okay, this is not a serious conversation that we're having. Vladimir Putin is not losing sleep over any of this. The oligarchs that are around him, the ones that we just came down with, again, ABC News, own words, crushing sanctions, they then tell you, they're already in Russia, that we're not going to arrest them. So all this is just basically frivolous paperwork. That's what it is. It is frivolous paperwork. We've got a stack of paperwork at the DOJ that is meaningless. We're basically indicting Russian ghosts at this point. They're not coming back to America anytime soon. In fact, I think they probably all agreed at this point. They're never coming back. Like the house that they seized in Aspen, for example. You really think this Russian is going to fly over to America and try to go skiing in Aspen? No. He knows he's not coming back to America. He's not welcome. He knows there's a very good chance if he came back, he was going to get grabbed. He was going to be indicted. So now we've indicted him, and he's got a house that he was never going to go come back to anyway. And they were like, look what we did. We just seized the house. Like, give me a break. These are not serious sanctions. And these are not serious people. None of this is serious. And this goes back to what I played for you earlier about the propaganda of the media when they come out. And they said, you know, Nikki Haley is the only one left that can defend democracy. Like, they're trying to figure out how to get rid of Donald Trump. Donald Trump, by the way, has a new ad he can make. Joe Biden called the wife of the man that was just killed by the Russians by the wrong name in San Francisco. Listen.
One thing that was made clear to me is that Yolanda is going to continue to fight and have underway. We're not letting up. Thank you.
Yolanda is not her name, by the way. Alexei's wife's not Yolanda. But why not? That's how serious this president is, right? I know how serious it is, and I'm going to really fight for this guy, right? Her name is not Yolanda. MSNBC this morning, at least they get her name right because the president can't listen.
Now Yulia stands fearlessly in the face of...
Nell? Wait, her name is what again? Hold on, let's wind that back here because I thought her name was... The president thinks her name's Yolanda. What's her real name?
Now Yulia... Okay,
so it's not Yolanda.
Now Yulia stands fearlessly in the face of the Russian leader. Without her witty, charismatic wingman, partner, inspiration, and love of her life. The worry for Yulia Navalny is now immediate and long-term. Where to live? How to begin again? How to stay hopeful?
Я буду продолжать дело Алексея Навального.
So I'll add another question to what's everything that's on her plate. Should she do this alone? And of course, the answer to that question is no. I urge all people who believe in democracy, especially powerful women in the Know Your Value community, to step up and help this woman. How can you help? You can help by supporting aid for Ukraine. You can help by supporting the Anti-Corruption Foundation that her and her husband started. And obviously, you can help by voting in the next presidential election. Connect the dots and see what's happening and see Russian aggression pervading our politics and see how she is standing in the face of this, and why shouldn't everybody else participate in protecting democracy?
There's their line again. Protect democracy. Everybody needs to protect democracy. Help out now, because these sanctions aren't helping. Oh, wait, but they're crushing sanctions, aren't they? I thought they were crushing sanctions. I mean, if they're crushing sanctions, crushing, folks, I tell you, crushing sanctions, then would we have to be begging to help this woman out the way they're describing it? This government under Biden is not a serious government. They are a government that's been hijacked by China, by Russia, by Ukraine, by Romania, anyone that has dirt on these criminals and the Biden crime family, number one. And number two, if you think Russia's worried about this president right now, they're not. They own him. They have a $3 million that we know about, $3 million payment to own this crime family. That's how much it costs to buy off the United States of America. $3 million bucks. Russia was able to buy off and compromise our president for $3 million. $3 million, that's all it took. And the woman who gave them the $3 million, the Russian oligarch, I'm still trying to find out. I asked a reporter a second ago in a text message, and the reporter responded, as far as we have been told, unless something changes before this goes into effect, that Russian oligarch will still not be sanctioned tonight with these new, quote, crushing sanctions. Maybe it's because she knows she can't be sanctioned because she can whistleblow on the Biden crime family. There's a good chance that's exactly what it is. Make sure you share this podcast, please, with your family and your friends. Please write us a 5-star review. Hit that follow, subscribe, or auto download button, depending on where you're listening to this podcast, so you don't miss a single episode. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code BEN for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code BEN, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.